Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. Always remember, people, negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible, and knowing the truth will not set you free. You have to act on it. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. I appreciate all of the information people have been sending me. It helps me a lot with my research, and especially I appreciate anyone who donates to the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, drcarley.com or reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. It helps me greatly in buying medical articles that you have to purchase, as well as other books that I need for my research, because as you know, folks, it's getting really obvious what's going on. And at this point, I'm probably going to pretty much do my Saturday shows by myself, because I have so much information and research to share with you. And then on Sundays, I will have guests on with me. Tomorrow is going to be J.B. Campbell on again, at a perfect time after what's going on in Colorado. I mean, people, hello. You see what's going on, and we're going to be talking about a lot of those things today. So do check out my websites, especially reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. That's the site you should be referring people to who are just starting to awaken so that they can stop getting their brain assaulted with vaccines and learn a lot of other important information they need to know, especially the diagrams that are on my vaccine-induced disease tab on the Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases.com website. You should tell people to download those diagrams and listen to the conference that I gave in Chicago in 2008 where I'm explaining them. Because, people, the answers are so simple. We know where the terrorists are located. They're in the District of Criminals. And if only we could get the military and the police to realize what's going on. But we're going to be talking today about why maybe some of them just can't get it. Anyways, as you all know, I do consults for people and teach them how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number that works out of the U.S., Canada, or Caribbean is 888-321-6751. And I thank Ron at the Kind of Bold Voice for donating that toll-free number to me because of my work, which he appreciates. And as always, if you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, because let me tell you, strange things continue to happen. Today my PC is not working, so I'm on my laptop. Hopefully you can all hear me. And I do encourage you to call in the show. You can call in any time during the show with comments or questions, 716-213-6816, or toll-free, once again, thanks to Ron at the Vendable Voice, 888-320-6151. I do have a Skype. It's DrCarley1, but that is used for international clients and radio shows. I've been doing radio shows almost every day at this point, talking about the bird flu / tweaked rabies virus that we're obviously being sprayed with as they bring about their cannibalistic pandemic. You know, the horrors that are happening, you know, it's going to speed up now. It's going to be one thing after another, because as we know from the last sentence of the 10th protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, you know, they're trying to utterly exhaust humanity, and they're doing a very good job, I must say, but it's time for these monsters to be stopped. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies. I also ask you to please support the network, especially to donate on the homepage or buy a t-shirt so you can become a walking advertisement, because there are very many good hosts on this station. As a matter of fact, it's kind of obvious that this station is rising above many others where censorship is happening. And I will just let it go at that. So, once again, you can call in any time during the show, 716-213-6816, or toll-free, 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that you don't use the toll-free number to listen to the show. And, of course, very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. And also, again, I'm sure the regular listeners know, but my show out of the UK on Sundays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern is called What's Ailing the World, because basically, you know, it's all the same thing. They're killing us in so many ways, I will never run out of information on these topics. But you can access the links for that show. If you go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Crowley Archives. I so appreciate Sheldon Day putting up so many of my archives. He can't put them all up. It's just too much. But, you know, a lot of my information is, I duplicate things, especially when I'm on other shows in other countries and such. So, you know, I ask him to put up the shows where perhaps there's, you know, new information. And the show for Sundays is thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. And Times is spelled with a Z instead of an S. Wish they hadn't done that, but whatever. thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. As I said, that's Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. And my show tomorrow, I will have J.B. Campbell with on again. The man who started the militia. And, you know, as he said on the show, they destroyed that with their Oklahoma bombing, you know, using their Manchurian candidate, McVeigh. And so now we're talking about a resistance. And let me just tell you something, people, that when you know that you are being killed by your governments, and you are paying for it, and they're up there, these predators, talking about how we got to go to Syria, you know, that Iran is coming. Oh, yes, because these rulers are taking out their own people. Where is it happening more than here, okay? And yet all of you are saying, oh, they're going to pass a law to take away our guns, blah, blah, blah. People, get a backbone, okay? If you know you're being killed, you have a right to protect yourself. I don't care what laws the psychopaths pass. This is, you know, natural aggression, protection that's instilled in us as part of our innate intelligence. What are you going to do? Tell, you know, some animal out in the wild that if a predator is going after their cub, that it's not lawful for you to, you know, stop the predator? I don't think so. So anyways, please listen to J.B. Campbell tomorrow so he can help you, you know, let's see. Okay, I'm getting messages that I don't have time to read right now. Don't Skype me while I'm on the air, people, please. Okay, so we have to get a backbone and stand up for what's right. And, of course, as the bioweapons are coming out, we also have to protect ourselves. What I would do if I was you is get a silver lungs generator, go to the link section of reversing vaccine-induced diseases. There's no bug that hasn't been found to be able to survive colloidal silver. So that's the first thing all of you should be doing. And there's many other things you can do to, you know, build up your immunity. Of course, you should be eating organic food. You should be drinking clean water. You should be breathing clean air. But, of course, that's a little bit hard because they're spraying us like we're pests with chemtrails, etc. So learn what's going on. Do the best you can. And then join with me to take out the monsters. And I encourage you to go to YouTube and watch the YouTube 5-year-old shuts down armed soldiers. Watch the 5-year-old, okay? Some of you don't have the courage of the 5-year-old on that YouTube. And you really have to get a backbone. And it's really amazing when you lose your fear. It's funny how it all works out. Okay. On today's show, the answer to our question, what's ailing America, is interference with human consciousness. And, of course, I was stimulated to do this show because of the obvious Manchurian candidate with red hair that took out the people in the Aurora, Colorado movie theater. And I have so much information in front of me, it's mind-boggling. So I'm going to go as fast as I can to cover these different areas, which is amazing how many ways they're playing with our minds. But like I said, I will take callers at any time if you have a contribution to make or if you have a question. But first I want to say, because for some reason this really gets under my skin, I heard yesterday that this school bus monitor, Karen Klein, you know, the overweight woman that was bullied by the seventh graders on her bus, her donations have now exceeded $703,000. Really amazing, you know, what people value in this country. I don't know why that bugs me, but it does. Okay, I think I hear the music. Yep, there it is. Okay, we'll be back after these messages, folks. Stay tuned if you dare. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is interference with human consciousness. And I got a message that I wasn't as loud as I need to be, so I'm going to try to talk louder because, as I said, I'm having various computer issues. What a surprise. But I just want to mention one thing that's become increasingly obvious to me before I get into the subject of today's show. And I'm putting out a war cry for humanity, for you to stop selling your soul for cash. There are so many people that I talk to who are working for various agencies. As a matter of fact, somebody from the Pentagon called me this week, a client of mine from years ago who knows what's going on, and he's working at the Pentagon, and he's calling me to tell me, you know, how bad it is. And I'm like, I know how bad it is, and actually I consider him, you know, a light in the darkness. Although we'll see how long he lasts, because he does have a tendency to tell people different things as he's, you know, sitting around the water cooler or whatever. But we have to stop selling our soul for cash, people. And I can say this because I left a lucrative career as a surgeon when I saw them experimenting on people, committing euthanasia, committing research fraud. There are so many people who contact me, who tell me, well, I work for this agency or that agency, and yeah, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, but that's how I put food on the table. Well, guess what, folks? You're contributing to your own demise, because if these psychopathic monsters don't have anybody to do their evil deeds, why, then they're not going to be able to carry out what they're doing. And we have a call, but let me just finish this thought. So what I would ask all of you to do is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if you are witness to murder by medicine, child theft, police corruption, or any crimes against humanity by the psychopaths, you must stand up against it no matter the consequences. If you don't, they will be coming for you next. And always remember, evil is evil, even to itself. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller?
I'm just listening. I was trying to listen on my telephone.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. No comment. Okay, thank you very much. All right, so the next thing I want to mention is that there was an article in the paper, I don't know how many of you saw the opening games for the Olympics, which has so much Zionism symbolism, it's just outrageous. And caller, please mute your phone so your noises don't interrupt the show. But one of the amazing things in the paper was they were talking about this Olympic cauldron. They're using, like, witchcraft terminology. And I actually did watch the opening ceremonies, and it's quite amazing, all the different stuff that they had, if you really know what the symbology means, like all of the lights they had in the background that looked like, you know, the pyramids with the missing capstone and all this stuff. It is just mind-boggling. And, of course, there's all kinds of stuff all over the Internet about some false flag that's going to go down. in London. A lot of people are talking about a dirty bomb under the stadium. Of course, you know, the fact that the Queen was there, you know, David Cameron was there, Michelle Obama was there. You know they're not going to blow those people up. So what they're going to do, I don't have any idea. Hopefully they will be stopped because people are, you know, talking about these things. I think it's going to be, you know, a bioweapon vaccine that's going to cause a lot of people to all of a sudden become sick. But I hope nothing bad happens. I hope that they're prevented from doing whatever they've got up their sleeve because so many people are aware of what they have done in the past. And that's why we're going to take a little stroll down memory lane today. But first, I want to read you an amazing document that I received today from Kevin Annette of the International Tribunal into Crimes of Church and State, ITCCS.org, and he is the pastor who is bringing charges against the Crown, the government of Canada, the UK government, Big Pharma. This is like the biggest defendant's box in history for crimes against humanity, child trafficking, child murder, child rape, child torture, experimentation on children, especially Native children, with Big Pharma drugs, etc., etc. And he sent out a document, which is now posted on my archive site under my last show with Kevin Annette, so you can download that and send it to everybody you know. This is an excellent template which could be used to put any government agents on notice that if they do not prosecute and or if they protect those being proven to be involved in crimes against humanity in any form, including assault with bioweapon vaccines, they are entering the defendant's box. In other words, you are either with the psychopath or with humanity. So all of you who are working for agencies that have psychopaths at the top, I encourage you to infiltrate them and give information to those of us that are exposing them, or stop helping them, one of the two. You cannot make a deal with the devil, period. This is what Kevin Annette writes. Public declaration to police officers, civil servants, and other agents of the Crown of England, issued by the Judicial Oversight Panel of the Common Law Court of Justice investigating crimes of church and state, Brussels, London, today, July 28, 2012. The Common Law Court of Justice investigating crimes of church and state on September 15, 2012, an international common law court duly constituted under the law of nations will be convened to consider evidence and hear charges of crimes against humanity brought against the Crown of England, the Vatican, and other parties. In the event that the Crown is convicted in this duly constituted court for such crimes as genocide, child trafficking, and waging a war of aggression against indigenous nations, your continued allegiance and service of this convicted party will constitute criminal collusion and obstruction of justice. Prior to committing such an indictable offense, you will be asked by this court to refrain from implicating yourselves with such criminal parties by assuming a position of neutrality in relation to the Crown of England as a possible party to a crime. As servants of the public peace and welfare, rather than of a potentially convicted authority, you will be asked by this court to place yourselves at the service of a fair and impartial investigation of documented crimes involving the Crown of England. And he's also going after the Vatican as well. Accordingly, this court will be requiring police officers in Canada, England, Australia, and other nations to assist it in presenting summonses and other warrants to Crown officials to aid this court in the pursuit of justice and due process, and to enforce any verdicts and decisions of this court regarding the culpability of the Crown for crimes against humanity. This court will also require that in the course of this trial, and upon summary conviction of the Crown, civil servants cease and desist from collecting taxes and administering laws on behalf of the Crown of England and its client governments in Canada, England, Australia, and elsewhere, lest by such assisting of parties convicted of crimes against humanity, these civil servants violate international law and the verdicts of this court. If you officers continue to serve as agents of the Crown under these circumstances, you will have betrayed your public trust and responsibility and disqualified yourselves from holding public office. In such an eventuality, you may face summary arrest and trial for aiding and abetting those engaged in crimes against humanity. We trust that you will fulfill what is lawful and just and stand with our Court of Common Law Justice as duly sworn public peace officers. To ensure this compliance, your officers will be approached by agents of our court to take such an oath of service. We expect your cooperation in this matter. Issued by the Judicial Oversight Panel of the Common Law Court of Justice, investigating crimes of church and state, Brussels, London. Now, this is being sent out to world media, governments, and police agencies. Of course, you will never hear about this on the mainstream media. But I have a feeling maybe, you know, the Queen's not smiling at the opening ceremonies. Maybe she got wind of this. Because, obviously, he's not going away. And we must confront these monsters, okay, right in their face. That's what I've been doing for 15 years, you know, in the courts, when they did what they did to my son, the medical mafia going after my medical license, saying I have a delusion of conspiracy. I keep speaking the truth. And it's really amazing what happens when you do that. So I cannot strongly encourage enough all of you to do what has to be done. Because what Kevin is accomplishing is he's creating the biggest defendant's box in history. As I said, either you're with the psychopaths or you're with humanity. That's it. And when I came up with that, I was kind of laughing because you remember George Bush said, you know, either you're with the terrorists or you're with us. Well, George Bush was one of the terrorists. He's a psychopath. So we have to, you know, spin it around to actually make it more accurate. And that's the accuracy that I have realized. So go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, and Sheldon has been kind enough to post that document. You can all read it. I'm looking for it right now. I think it's on the... Okay, well, I don't have time to find it, but it's there. I saw it before the show. Oh, crap. All right. Too many archives to look through. All right, anyways, check it out, folks. And I emailed it out to a lot of my contacts because it is so important that all of us realize what this man, Kevin Annette, is doing and stand with him. And, you know, if you get into any conversations with the police, you know, of course, once they come at you with a SWAT team uniform, you know, it's probably not a real good time to talk to them. But, you know, the ones who are pretending to be peace officers, what a joke, you know. Obama had a ceremony for peace officers in the White House a couple of months ago. I was watching it on C-SPAN. And it just occurred to me, like, what is a peace officer? We don't have peace officers. We have criminal cops that are basically, you know, willing to taser or tear gas or shoot any citizen and then claim that they were resisting arrest. Well, why were you arresting them? Well, we don't know why we were arresting them. Well, let us think about that for a while. You know, it's just so obvious what's going on, but I know I'm preaching to the choir on that one. Okay. So anyways, getting back to the focus of our show today, What's Ailing America, Interference with Human Consciousness. I came up with a bunch of ways that they're messing with our minds, okay? And the first one, of course, my favorite topic, vaccines. And I encourage all of you to try to get a copy of Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris L. Coulter, subtitled The Medical Assault on the American Brain. Of course, it's not just the American brain. It's all brains all over the world. And this is one of the reasons that the children are becoming bullies, because their brains are being damaged by vaccine viruses and they have vaccine-induced encephalitis. So that's one way that they're becoming little monsters, is because they have vaccine-induced encephalitis. Now, I've done many shows talking about the whole scam of mercury not causing autism, but what I will say, besides mercury and aluminum causing Alzheimer's disease, that mercury does cause changes in behavior. And if any of you heard the term the Mad Hatter, you know, like from Alice in Wonderland, the origin of that term comes from, you know, about a century ago when they used to make felt brim hats, and the men in the, you know, the corporations, the companies, the factories, there's the word I'm looking for. The men in the factories making the very stiff brims for those felt hats were using mercury to do so. And so they were basically, you know, exposing themselves to mercury. They're breathing in the vapors, they're touching it, and it's going into their skin. And these men became, quote-unquote, mad, i.e. full of rage. So the mercury does affect your ability to maintain, you know, a peaceful whatever, peaceful state of mind. So that's two ways that vaccines are involved in altering consciousness. And of course, you know, mercury is also in silver fillings, in fish, in the oceans, because they're letting them, you know, dump all these toxic waste into the ocean, etc., etc. Okay, I've also talked on this show about magnetic pulses. And my favorite article to quote to you, which was a mind-boggler, which somebody had sent to me some time ago, was this study out of MIT where they're actually using transcranial magnetic stimulation to decrease your moral judgment. You know, it's a much longer title, but that's basically what it's at. Approved on February 22nd of 2010 to be published in this article, pnas.org. And if any of you wanted to see a copy of this, I can send it to you. I'm not sure if Sheldon was able to post the link to this in the archives. But it's a mind-boggler, you know, that they would actually be doing studies to use magnetic pulses to make people lose their morality. And especially when you combine this with a large number of people that are getting MRI scans of their brains. What is the ulterior agenda here, people? I suggest that they're using it to affect your very behavior. So that's very disturbing and something that people have to see for themselves or they will never believe it. Okay. The next thing, of course, is psychiatric drugs. And as many of you, I'm sure, realize, in fact, one of the side effects of psychiatric drugs is homicide and suicide and all kinds of mood disorders. I mean, you can find this right in the physician's desk reference. And basically what they're doing with psychiatric drugs is causing a chemical lobotomy. And I've been following this medical minion. His name is Dr. Drew. He has a show in the evenings, Monday through Friday, on the HLN network. Here goes the yawning. Okay. And he had a very interesting show on July 26th, where he was talking to the parents of a child with schizophrenia. Okay, and comparing the child with schizophrenia, like a 7-year-old little girl, she's also been on Oprah, and comparing that little girl to the Aurora shooter. Now, of course, the child with schizophrenia has vaccine-induced schizophrenia. As a matter of fact, the areas of the brain damaged with autism and schizophrenia is in the exact same area of the brain, you know, just a few millimeters, you know, moving the demyelination is what's going to give symptoms that end up with a diagnosis of schizophrenia. And they used to have a journal entitled Autism and Schizophrenia, but they stopped that journal because people like me figuring out what causes autism, wow, once you realize schizophrenia is in the same boat, that's, you know, the vaccine-induced disease box just keeps getting more and more gigantic. But amazingly, this Dr. Drew was actually reported in the July 3rd edition of the Wall Street Journal as getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, actually $275,000 for services for Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin made by GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline, which had to pay out $3 billion with a B dollars due to fraud for promoting the popular antidepressants Paxil and Wellbutrin for unapproved use. So here we have this man, this psychiatrist on television, not disclosing this major conflict of interest that he promotes psychiatric drugs, not telling people he's getting money from the criminals at GlaxoSmithKline, which of course, it's funny, as I said before, how the corporations are people as far as them stuffing money into the back pockets of the criminals committing treason in Washington, D.C. But when it comes to going to jail for criminal actions, well, somehow that people thing doesn't seem to work. But I just thought it's really amazing that we have this medical minion, Dr. Drew, on television comparing this child schizophrenic, who actually became very violent, tried to strangle her younger brother and all kinds of stuff, and the parents actually ended up living separately for a while. The mother would live with the schizophrenic child, the father would live with the young boy, and then they would alternate, you know, switch places. I don't know what they're doing to the girl at this point. I'm sure she's getting medicated. They didn't mention what medicine she's on to give her a chemical lobotomy, but reportedly she's quote-unquote doing better. But as I said, the reason Dr. Drew had her on the show was to basically show this schizophrenic child, because they got videos of her. I mean, this child is a wild child and saying all kinds of really weird things, you know, has different personalities that talk to her. You know, one of them's called Tuesday. You know, these entities tell her what to do and things of that nature. But basically, he's trying to put it in people's minds that this shooter in Colorado is a schizophrenic. And we've heard others talking about this as well. And in fact, just in the paper, let's see, yesterday, CharlotteObserver.com on page 4A, there's an article that the suspect saw a psychiatrist. And in fact, as it turns out, he was being treated by a psychiatrist whose research interests include psychotherapy and the neurobiology of schizophrenia. Now, this is really weird. We haven't heard any mention of him being diagnosed by schizophrenic before. But mysteriously now it's coming out, oh yeah, he was a schizo. All right, folks, lots more to tell you about. We'll be right back after these messages. And, of course, HARP and the chemtrails are involved as well. And I'm not going to get into that too much on today's show because I just wanted time. But I'm glad to hear that Why in the World Are They Spraying is coming out very soon. And I look forward to the release of Who is Doing the Spraying. From what I have learned from Michael Murphy and my discussions with him. He's been a guest on my show in the past, and that's going to be the final documentary in the series. So that should be very interesting. Okay, getting back to what we were talking about before, and I was talking about this Dr. Drew Minion, and I try to watch his show at night, especially after this was released in the Wall Street Journal that he was getting payoff from GlaxoSmithKline in the amount of $275,000 to promote Wellbutrin as they're being charged with crimes for having, you know, promoted it off-label. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And interestingly, although he takes callers, of course, all the calls are screened. There's no way in H-E double hockey sticks I would ever make it on the air to ask him any hard questions, because what I was trying to get in to ask him about was, you know, why are you still promoting psychiatric drugs when, you know, it's been exposed that you're basically a hoe for Big Pharma? But especially, why are you only considering schizophrenia with either this little girl who's obviously vaccine damaged, or with the shooter who looks like a Manchurian candidate to me? And I'm going to be getting into more of that shortly. But, you know, it'd be great if somebody could get through and ask them some hard questions. If you ever do get through on any of those shows, when this caller asks you what your comment is, of course, you always have to tell them something else. And then when they bring you on the air, you say what you actually wanted to say. But one of the amazing things Dr. Drew is now promoting, as of July 23rd, he's telling parents that if they have children that cannot be handled, they should put them into conservatorships, into guardianships, turn them over to the state. That's what this monster is telling parents, okay? Because I'm sure that he knows that a lot of the ways these children are acting, their behavior, is due to vaccines and then the drugs that they're being put on after they get the vaccine damage. And, you know, a couple other interesting things. I try to watch Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert at night, Monday through Thursday, although it's getting harder and harder because there's such obvious, you know, minions working for the Zionists that are trying to control our thinking. But it was kind of interesting that Jon Stewart brought up John Holmes, the porn star, when he was talking about, you know, James Holmes, the Aurora shooter, and then he made a little laugh, oh, you know, oops, no, wrong Holmes, but he just had to get that in there. So that was disgusting. And then, of course, Minion Colbert talked about the fact that nearly 9,000 deaths occur every year from guns. Well, of course, 100,000 deaths occur every year from drugs in hospitals that are prescribed properly. You know, the actual amount of murder by medicine, I can't even imagine the number. It's probably close to 1 million a year that are killed by doctors. But, you know, Colbert is trying to bring up the gun control, and we know that, you know, that's where they're going with this, and all of these false flags are going to be used to try to make us all believe that the guns are the problem. And I'm sure there's many people buying into that. Okay, so obvious to me, and I was very happy to see immediately on the internet how many people saw right through this, you know, as soon as it happened, that this was a false flag event, and they always have many layers of reasons for what they do. Of course, the main reason for any massacre with guns is gun control, so that they can come in and say, well, we need to take away the people's guns. And yes, in fact, you know, Hillary's at work over there in the UN. They're trying to do some international thing to take away everybody's guns. Because, of course, if they succeed in taking away everybody's guns, once they take their masks off and they say, we're here to kill you, steal your children, steal your house, steal everything in your bank account, which is actually in Obamacare, I mean, the information that people send me is just amazing. So much so, I can't even go into it all. But how much are you folks going to allow them to do? Only you can decide that. And if you don't have a weapon to defend yourself, it's going to be a little hard to defend yourself, obviously. But anyways, and I started writing about this. If you go to the link section on reversingvaccineabusedisease.com, I now write a column for a weekly email newsletter that's free, and you can click on the link and sign up for that. I wrote this past week the title, What's Ailing America? Distraction Using False Flag Events, which is part one. I'm not sure how many parts I'm going to have to, continue with to cover this subject. But basically, let's talk about some of the red flags with the James Holmes case. Okay. He was a PhD candidate in neuroscience, the study of the brain. He was funded by an NIH grant. Note that the NIH is the same taxpayer-funded agency which started the Special Virus Cancer Program, as well as is now studying how the Wistar Institute can develop a vaccine for a weaponized rabies virus, which I've talked about before, and you can get the link to that on the archives of my shows on the Light of Day Radio Show.com from June. I think it was the last Saturday in June. The link to that article or to that document is there. You have to check these things out, folks. You won't believe your eyes that we're paying for them to weaponize rabies to be able to be inhaled. Why are they doing this? Okay, the obvious answer is to create cannibals. But anyways, moving along. So the genius who mysteriously became a serial killer, allegedly purchasing tens of thousands of dollars of weapons, ammo, and bombs, was funded by the NIH. What experiments was he working at the NIH? He reportedly made a presentation in May of this year entitled Micro-DNA Biomarkers in a class named Biological Basis of Psychiatric and Neurological Disorders. So we have an alleged schizophrenic getting his PhD in the biological basis of psychiatric and neurological disorders. How does that work? DNA biomarkers are mutations in DNA. The most common causes of DNA mutations are vaccines, which is self-evident from a Scientific American article entitled How DNA Vaccines Work, which you can access on drcarley.com under the document Inoculations of Two Weapons of Mass Destruction. The reference is there. I forget how much they charge you to download it, but in that very important article, of course, they're showing you how DNA vaccines cause mutations in DNA. Now, what they're claiming is that their mutations are going to be good mutations because they're going to take the mutations that are already there from the vaccines, which, of course, they don't mention, and they're going to fix the mutations with DNA vaccines. But this is the kind of stuff this guy was working on, okay? So, did he get infected with something? I mean, what was happening? Did they talk him into getting an MRI for his psychiatric condition for which he was being seen by a psychiatrist? Was he taking meds? We don't know the answers to any of these things. But what I think is it's much deeper than that, is that, in fact, he's a Manchurian candidate. And I'm going to get back to more on that in a minute. But let me just say, we've had many different situations where we have individuals who basically committed atrocities of one form or another. There's been so many of them, as a matter of fact, it's just mind-boggling over time. And I'm going to get into a list of some of that later. I have so many notes in front of me. It's amazing. But anyways, there's a lot of interesting things involving this whole situation. The Batman movies, actually, in those movies, and how did this Batman become a Dark Knight? Now, you could say, oh, he's a Dark Knight because he wears a black Batman film. Well, when I talk about dark, I'm thinking evil, okay? So how did Batman become a Dark Knight? And obviously, that's the mind control programming that's going out to the young people that are watching this movie. In the movie, they have this group called the League of Shadows, who are seeking chaos. Well, how obvious is that? Of course, the motto of the New World Order means order out of chaos. In other words, cause chaos by false flag events, which instill fear, manipulate the masses into giving away their freedom to bring back order. The ultimate hoodwinking of humanity. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Now, the question is, was it the